Title, theme recaps in the final section advanced. All right, let's talk about the final section in drum and bass. Because those last 16 to 64 bars, that's where you cash in every promise your track has made so far. And here's the key mindset shift. A theme recap is not copy the intro and paste it at the end. A real recap is controlled nostalgia plus escalation. You're reintroducing the identity of the track, but you're presenting it like the final chapter, tighter, heavier, more intentional, and with a clean landing. In this lesson, you're going to build a 32-bar final recap section inside Ableton Live. You'll bring back one main theme, add one secondary callback, recap the bass without blowing up your headroom, recap the drums with finale variation, and then choose a proper ending, DJ-friendly rollout or a hard final hit. Let's set it up. Step 0. Prep your arrangement so you can work fast. Go to Arrangement View and drop in locators for Drop 1, Mid or Break, Drop 2, Final 32, and Outro. Color code your groups, drums, bass, music, effects, vocals. Then set your loop brace to the final 32 bars. Quick teacher note, the loop brace is your superpower here. You're not finishing the track, you're iterating on one section until it feels inevitable. Now step 1. Identify 2 to 3 themes that are actually worth recapping. Go earlier in your track and listen like a fan. What would someone hum? What's the identity? Common options are a 2-bar synth riff, a vocal chop phrase, a recognizable drum fill lick, or a bass call and response that people associate with your drop. But follow this rule. Recap fewer things, more clearly. Pick one main anchor and one secondary callback. That's it. Here's a great workflow move. Create a new track called Theme Recap Bus. Then drag your best theme clips from earlier sections into the final 32 bars. If anything is messy, consolidate it so you've got a clean, reusable clip. And now a bigger concept. Treat the recap like a thesis statement, not a replay. In the final section, every element should answer the question, what is the identity of this track? If something doesn't reinforce identity or finality, it's clutter. Even if it sounds cool. Step 2. Make the recap feel upgraded, not repeated. You're going to keep the same motif, but change one core attribute so the listener thinks, oh yes, that hook and wait, this is bigger. You can upgrade by changing the rhythm, changing the sound while keeping the MIDI, changing the register with octave shifts, or changing the context so it hits differently against a new pocket. Now let's do a specific Ableton technique that works ridiculously well, the recap layer stack. You'll make 3 layers of the same theme, then group them. Layer A is the clean theme layer. This is recognition. Keep it mostly intact. If it needs a touch more presence, add EQ8 and do a tiny, wide boost somewhere in that 2 to 5K area. Tiny, 1 or 2 dB. You're not trying to make it harsh, you're just making sure the hook speaks. Layer B is the hype layer. Duplicate the theme track. Add saturator with soft clip-on, and push the drive maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on the sound. Add auto filter set to a high-pass filter, and automate the cutoff to open up through the final section, especially the final 16 bars. Then add utility and widen it slightly, maybe 120 to 160%, but be careful. This layer is allowed to be wider than the clean layer, but it still has to survive mono. Layer C is the shadow layer. This is darkness and glue. Duplicate again or resample the theme and process the audio. Add a subtle corpus for a little metallic edge. Keep the mix low. Add redux gently, just enough to rough it up without turning it into sandpaper. Then a short reverb. Low mix, and make sure you low cut the reverb so it doesn't fog your low mids. Now group those 3 layers into a theme recap group. On the group, add glue compressor and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max, with a slower attack so transients still punch, and auto release. You can throw a limiter on temporarily just to protect your ears while experimenting, but don't rely on it as the final solution. Teacher tip, this is where a lot of producers accidentally get smaller. If your recap stack is making the mix feel less punchy, it's not because the idea is wrong. It's because you added layers without subtracting anywhere else. You may need to turn something else down or remove a competing texture. Step 3. Recap the bass without destroying the mix. This is where finales commonly fail in rolling DNB. You stack more stuff, and the low end collapses. So your mission is bigger perception, same headroom. Use the strategy, same sub, new mids. Keep the sub pattern familiar and stable. Then create intensity through mid-bass movement, small rhythmic variations, and control distortion that does not widen the sub. In Ableton, keep your sub on a separate track. Operator or wavetable is perfect. Put utility on it. Set width to 0, full mono. If you need translation, Add a tiny bit of saturator like 1 to 3 dB, just to help it read on smaller speakers, but keep it clean. Then on your mid-bass recap layer, build a stack chain. Start with a Q8 and high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. Notch out anything painful in the 200 to 400 range or that brittle 2 to 4K area. Then add roar if you have it, or saturator if you don't. Distort the mids, not the sub. After that, auto-filter with band-pass or low-pass automation for motion. Then a compressor side-chained from your kick and snare bus so it breathes with the groove. Finally, utility. Keep the low-end mono. If you're doing width tricks, do them above the low band, not down in the sub. And here's an advanced perception trick. Add a mid-only byte layer. Duplicate the mid-bass. High-pass it around 200 to 300 Hz. Distort it. Then band limit it around 1 to 4K and tuck it way down. You'll suddenly feel more aggression on phones and laptop speakers without touching the sub. Step 4. Drum recap. Reference earlier patterns, but add finale variation. Your goal is two messages at once. This is the same track, and this is the last time you'll hear it. Bring back your signature break layer if you had one. If you used an amen or thick edit earlier, reintroduce it here. Give it presence with drum bus, add drive, some crunch, and be careful with boom. Boom can get you in trouble fast if your kick and sub are already doing the heavy lifting. Then upgrade the hats for the finale. Add a quiet 16th hat loop. EQ out the low end under maybe 200 to 400. Use auto pan gently, slow enough that it feels alive, not like a gimmick. And automate hat openness in the last 8 to 16 bars. That's classic contrast budgeting. You hold back some brightness early so the end feels like it lifts. Now the final 8 snare intensity. Add ghost snare fills every 2 bars, jungle style. If you're in MIDI, use the velocity effect to humanize. Then create a dedicated fill return track, a short plate reverb, a low mix delay, and an auto filter you can sweep out at the end of phrases. This is how you punctuate the recap without filling every 2 seconds. And cymbals, use decisive cymbal language. One crash at the start of the final section, maybe another at the final 16. But if you spam crashes, it starts sounding like you're begging the listener to be excited. You want confidence, not noise. Step 5. Build the recap arc across 32 bars. Think like an arranger, not like a looper. Bars 1 to 8. Recognition. Main theme returns mostly intact. Bass is the familiar groove. Drums are full but fills are restrained. Bars 9 to 16. Upgrade. Bring in the hype layer of a theme. Introduce the extra hat layer. Start subtle automation. Filters opening, distortion creeping up. Bars 17 to 24. Peak. Full theme stack. Mid-bass gets more animated. Drop in 1 or 2 memorable fills, like at the end of bar 20 and bar 24, so the listener feels phrase structure. Bars 25 to 32. Final 8. Final statement. Open the hats slightly. Add a call and response bass note. Bring in one last vocal chop. Then choose your ending path. And I want you to decide this early. Do you want a DJ-friendly rollout, or a hard ending? Because the choice changes everything about your last 4 bars. Don't design an epic tale and then decide you want a clean mix out. If it's DJ-friendly, you'll strip to drums and bass for another 8 to 16 bars after the final 32. Reduce mid-bass motion, filter the hats down, and keep phrasing predictable. If it's a hard ending, design a final hit. A cool trick. On the last bar, mute the kick on the final beat and let a snare plus theme stab land. Then do a reverb throw. Automate the send way up just for that hit, then bring it back down immediately. For extra control, resample the hit and tail to audio so you can fade precisely and avoid CPU spikes. Step 6. Automate like a pro. In DNB, automation is composition. It's how you tell the listener, this is the finale. Automate the auto filter cutoff on your theme group so it opens gradually, especially between bars 9 and 24. Automate saturator drive on the mid bass, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB over time. Automate reverb sends on vocals at the end of 4 bar phrases as punctuation. Add a subtle drum room send in the last 16 to make the space feel bigger without turning everything bright. And do not automate the master gain to turn it up. Keep headroom stable. If the section needs to feel more intense, make it feel more intentional. Density, motion, brightness, and contrast. A workflow trick inside Ableton. Use automation shapes to make clean ramps and copy automation between sections, then tweak. You don't need to reinvent every curve. Now for some advanced variation ideas. If you want the recap to feel designed instead of looped, you can reharmonize the motif without changing the hook. Keep the contour, but swap the underlying bass note for 1 or 2 bars. Even a tiny harmony shift reads like final chapter. You can do metric displacement once. Shift the theme start by an eighth note for a single four-bar phrase while the drums stay stable. Then snap it back. Use it once, not 10 times. It's a spice. You can invert call and response. If earlier your theme called and bass answered, flip it in the finale. Bass initiates, theme responds. It feels like escalation without adding new musical ideas. And there's phrase trimming. Instead of thinking in straight 8-bar loops, cut the final section into 5 plus 3 or 6 plus 2, using mini breaks and fills. The listener still gets the hook, but the timeline feels composed. One more, the one-time signature mutation. Pick one defining element and change only the last note or last hit in the final statement. That tiny change is an ending cue people feel, even if they can't explain it. Let's talk sound design cohesion for a second. If your theme stack still feels too MIDI-ish, do a reprint via resampling. Solo your recap theme group for a phrase, resample it to audio, and make two audio layers. A transient layer that's high-passed and tightened with gating or fades, plus a body layer that's low-passed with subtle chorus or a short room. Suddenly it feels like a printed record of your track, which reads as final and intentional. And if you want width that survives mono, keep the core in the center and create side-only sparkle. Do it with mid-side EQ, or a tiny side delay that's heavily high-passed so it doesn't smear the low mids. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't recap too many ideas at once. Don't widen the low end. Don't add layers without subtracting somewhere else. Don't overfill every two bars until fills stop feeling special. And don't forget the arc. The final 32 bars should feel like recognition, then upgrade, then peak, then final stamp. Here's your mini practice exercise. Take a finished or near-finished DNB loop with at least one drop. Create a new 32-bar final section. Bring back one theme and one drum signature. This audio version is shortened for playback.